Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 9th of November, 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great weekend. Been a really busy week here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. Bit of excitement. One of the new chickens has laid her first egg. Small, beautiful, blue-green egg. Have to admit, I'm rather proud of her. Such a lovely reminder why I keep chickens. And you know, this egg is tiny, and I mean tiny. I almost thought it was a bantam egg if it wasn't for the fact that I actually have full-on size chickens. So, really, really pleased with this, and it looks stunning, this beautiful blue-green colour. Bit of a story, though, because she did jump out of the chicken coop, which I'll get into that in just a moment. And Roxy was in the garden, so it was a bit of a panic. This was what's her name now? Panther. She jumped out of the chicken coop. Roxy was in the garden. Luckily, they managed to, well, Panther managed to get away from Roxy, and I got Roxy indoors, so it wasn't that bad. However, on a more serious note, there has been an update here in the UK. A compulsory housing order is now in place due to bird flu. This means that all poultry keepers, no matter how small a flock, must now keep their birds undercover to prevent contact with wild birds. Now, for me, this means that my chickens are now fully enclosed in their covered run. Well, that's where they should be. It was just such a shame that that one of them got out, which luckily it was only for a few minutes, but it's not a great idea. The reason that they need to be kept inside is that we just need to make sure that there is no chance of them getting in contact with any wild birds, which might spread this horrible bird flu. This also means that we've got to make sure their food and water are kept inside disinfectant mats by the entrance to reduce the risk of any spreading of the disease. It's not ideal, but I'm sure the hens will miss scratching around freely, but keeping them safe and healthy is what matters the most. And with a bit of enrichment, such as hanging cabbages or digging trays of compost, scattering corn, that sort of thing, something that will keep them entertained, they'll stay happy enough until the order is lifted. Now, I've also had a bit more excitement in the garden because my garlic is now starting to appear. I was panicking slightly because I looked around and I noticed some of my garlic had started to show itself, and I realised I had six different varieties and I couldn't quite remember where I planted them all. And that's because I'm doing this more polyculture approach where I'm just mixing crops together rather than having them in neat rows or all the garlic in one particular bed. A bit of a change from how I used to garden, but it's an interesting aspect. I'm hoping it's going to be more natural. I'm hoping it's going to lead to the soil staying more covered for longer, and the plants are going to support each other. But the garlic poking through is a great sign that it's starting to go down the right way. I've got it growing among salad leaves and herbs and a few little flowers as well. So hopefully all these things are going to help protect the soil and just attract those beneficial insects and ward off any of the unbeneficial insects at that moment as well. Now, this week's seed, or today's seed rather, is forage rye. This is a really excellent tool for improving our soil over winter, something that is so important. Forage rye is probably one of the best green manures that we can sow at this time of year. It's a hardy cereal crop that grows quickly, even in poor conditions, and it really helps keep the soil covered throughout the colder months. Now, first of all, how I grow it is I just made sure that the bed that this was to grow in was clear of any weeds, ran the hoe through it, and then a rake just to rake up any weeds and got those in the compost bin. I then scattered the ryegrass, the rye seed all over the place. I keep saying ryegrass, but I just scattered the rye seed all over the bed. Don't need to be too precise, just to get a good, quite thick covering, really. And then I just got my rake out and just raked it in. Or you could cover it with a thin layer of soil and then just watered it well in. This is to make sure that the seed is in good contact with the soil. Now, I'd expect germination to take a couple of weeks. And after that, we should start to see this sort of lush carpet of green shoots. The roots will grow deep. And this will help improve soil structure and prevent nutrients from being washed away over winter. So it's really, really good thing to do. But then come spring, before it starts to flower, what we will then need to do is just cut it down or dig and mulch it in. Now, I would cut it down and then leave what I've cut down on the surface and then cover it over with a compost. That means as it decomposes, it'll release nitrogen and organic matter into the soil, feeding that soil and leaving it rich and ready for the next season crops. Now, of course, you could just cut it down, chop it up into small pieces and leave it on the surface in what's known as chop and drop. It'll die back naturally and just act as a surface mulch. Now, I'm always trying to improve the Supporters Club. I always want to add new features and try and give you a bit more bang for your buck. And one of the things that I have been thinking of how we can make these podcasts a little bit more interactive and useful for everyone is to add a new feature that I'm going to call the Sunday Challenge. Now, this is a challenge that I'm going to set each week for you to do during the week. But I'd love your suggestions on challenges that you think we could do. Now, it could be as simple as sowing a particular seed, trying a new garden method, or even sharing your best compost tip. Just something that will help us all keep growing together through the winter and beyond, I hope, as well. I'd just love to hear what you think. You can email me, richard@veggrowpodcast.co.uk. But for this week, the first challenge is all about looking after your soil, the heart of every garden. Before winter properly sets in, take a few minutes to do one small thing to feed or protect your soil. That could be sowing a green manure, forage rye, phacelia, winter tares. You could spread a layer of homemade compost or leaf mould or straw over one of your beds to protect that soil. Or you could cover that bare ground with cardboard or mulch to protect it from the weather. Doesn't have to be a big job. Just improving one small patch makes all the difference. And then just send me a photo of what you've done, or email me with a bit of a suggestion, or tell me what you've done. And then I'll come back next week and share the response with everybody on this podcast. I think it's just a good idea to try and be a bit more interactive and a bit more inclusive. Don't be shy. We don't bite, honestly. Anyway, that has been my weekend. Small blue green egg from one of my girls and the garlic has made me very, very happy and pleased. And the polyculture and green manure and everything is coming together. So thank you as always for being a part of the Supporters Club. Genuinely do appreciate the support that you have shown me and it really does make a difference. So until next time, please take care.